as we read earlier in the service together from Genesis chapter 22, I said it was a very well-known portion of Scripture. I just want to just look at that particular portion and share some thoughts through that chapter and look at something of what we can learn in our lives too. So Abraham, here in this particular chapter, came before God. But just to give us a bit of backlog to that, in chapter 18, read about Sarah being old and beyond the age of bearing children. But she had the promise from God of a son. In chapter 21, we read that Sarah conceived Isaac, that son that was promised. And so here now in chapter 22, we read of Abraham being tested by God. God speaks to Abraham, and Abraham replies to God. Those three words, here I am. This morning I wonder whether we've ever said that before God. Here I am. You see, when God spoke to Abraham, he could have just turned a deaf ear. We have two daughters, I mentioned earlier. And when they were younger children, we would, more often than not, my wife would call her. Occasionally myself. But you know, sometimes they never heard us calling. Well, I say never heard, may have heard, but they didn't listen. And didn't pay attention. But they knew by the third time of calling, if they didn't pay attention, there may be something in store for them that they would not like. But you know, we can be like that with God as He calls to us and speaks to us. And we don't hear what He's saying. Friends, this morning, I wonder, do we hear God speaking to us? Or you may ask, how does He speak to us? He speaks to us through reading His Word as one way. How often do we read God's Word? Do we read it on a daily basis? Do we just read the Word of God when we just come to church? How often do we read the Word of God? Also through preaching of His Word, God speaks to us. And how often do we clearly hear what God is saying through the preaching of His Word into our hearts and into our lives? Again, do we just turn a deaf ear, hear what we want to, and push to one side those things we don't want to hear? And do we read the Word of God and pray? And as we pray, God can reveal Himself from what we've read to us. You know, prayer is communing with God. Not us just speaking to Him, but He can speak to us as we meditate before Him. But Abraham here hears God. He was tested by God. God said to him, take now your son, your only son, Isaac. Yes, Abraham had other sons, but Isaac was his true and only beloved son through his real wife. God went on to say to Isaac, whom you love, go to the land of Moriah. that son Isaac, whom you love. Go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I shall tell you." What a request to be made to one who was getting on in years. His wife was barren, just had one son. And now he was being asked to offer his son as a sacrifice before God. I wonder what would have been our reaction to such a request. Abraham was over 100 years old. And in this situation, where would another child come from? But you know, here we see in verse 3, Abraham reacting and obeying promptly. "For Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled a donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he split the wood and the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him." Instant obedience. Abraham went on his journey, obeying God. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place where they were to go afar off. There, in that place, where God had called him to go. Then Abraham realized his faith was being extended by God. He told the young man who journeyed with him just to wait here a while with the donkey while I and Isaac my son go and worship God. And then we will come back to you. What a statement of faith that he had in God. His instruction was to go and offer Isaac his son as a sacrifice. But he was saying, "We would come back to you." Such was his faith in his God. And so Abraham took the wood and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife. And Isaac and Abraham then went on together up the Mount of Moriah. And on that journey up the mountain, Isaac turns to his father, who had been on these sort of journeys a number of times. "Look, we've got the fire. We've got the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Isaac knew on these sort of journeys there would be a lamb to offer as a sacrifice. But there was no lamb. And Abraham, as he turned to his son, that question that his son had asked reminded him that he was to lay his son as a sacrifice. He knew that Isaac knew there should be a sacrifice. And Abraham turns to Isaac and said, "My son, God himself will provide a sacrifice." This was implicit faith. Trusting fully in God what was to happen unquestioning. Abraham was prepared to make the ultimate sacrifice. But God himself, through his son Jesus Christ, made the sacrifice. Let's come back to this particular portion and read it together and see that they came to the place where God had told Abraham. Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. Built up the ready sacrifice, the whole thing ready to place the sacrifice upon the altar. And so Abraham prepares to submit totally, unconditionally to God. Isaac could have easily outrun his father and refused and wrestled and gone away. He would be quite a teenager by this time. Could have even run back to those young men with a donkey. But Isaac submitted to his father also. As Abram submitted to God, Isaac submitted to his father. And so Abraham stretched out his hand as Isaac was laid upon the altar, ready to take the knife, to pierce through his son and make that sacrifice complete. The knife, his son, his only son, laid there upon the altar. So Abraham prepared to accept the words of instruction that God had given him. And we prepare to accept the words of instruction God gives to us. I'm not saying that we should have to prepare a sacrifice and lay someone on as an altar. But are we prepared to accept God's instructions through his word to us in our lives? I shared earlier of how God spoke to us and how we were prepared to follow that direction which God was calling us. Not that we have made any great sacrifice, but we were willing to follow what God had called us to do. Are you willing to follow his instructions in the Word of God? You know, here, as Abraham took that knife, brought down that knife, just pierced through his son, God speaks through an angel, called him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." So he said, "Here I am." Abraham could have continued on with what he was doing. But his voice, the voice of God, and it is here, was in tune with what God was trying to say into his heart and life. You see, in verse 1 we read that Abraham said, "Here I am." Again, Abraham speaks as Isaac speaks to him. And says, "Here I am, my son." And here, in verse 11, "Here I am, ready and willing to hear what is being said to him." And the voice from heaven said, "Do not lay your hand upon the lad or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." Abraham was total obedient unto God right up to this point and continued to listen to what God was saying to him. And in the next verse we read that as Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, there behind him, caught in a thicket, was a ram ready for the sacrifice. The sacrifice had been provided to replace that which Abraham was prepared to make. His son, his only son, And so Abraham was able to release his son and place the ram that was caught in the thicket and place that as the sacrifice. Did you know, here we see in the Old Testament revealing what was to come in the New Testament. Isaac was willing to be obedient to his father, even unto death. He was unresisting to his father. He did not complain, did not fight for his rights, but submitted to his father. You know, as we turn to the New Testament, we also see that Jesus was subject to his father's will. He was unresisting. He did not fight for his rights, but he suffered upon the cross of Calvary to bear your sin and my sin. You see, the figure of the Lamb appears in the Old Testament at least 50 times. And in the New Testament, the Lamb is revealed through Jesus Christ, God's Son. In John 1 and verse 29, we read that John the Baptist came and he saw Jesus coming towards him and cried, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, the great sacrifice by which atonement is made. Man is reconciled unto God. Atonement at one with God. God loves us and wants us to have peace with God. In Hebrews 11 and verse 8, we read, "By faith, Abraham, when he was called by God, obeyed God." Faith and obedience go together. And Abraham had faith in God, but he also obeyed God. And because Abraham believed God's promises, he obeyed and willingly left his old way and customs and even his land. His obedience was the evidence that he believed God. Friends, is my faith in Christ, is your faith in Christ resulting in daily obedience with him? If I am not willing to relinquish, even forsake, my old lifestyle, I need to check and see whether I have really exercised genuine faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells me that if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The Bible also says that all of us have sinned. All have done wrong. All have disobeyed God at some point. We fall short of God's standard. And we cannot bridge that gap. Reminds me of two cliffs. Deep ravine. Recently I was in Poland and saw a picture on a wall in one of the pastor's houses that we visit. There in that picture depicts two sides. A broad path where majority of people were heading, just going down to a Christless eternity. Yet there was a very narrow path that led to God, to eternal life. there was only one way to get on that path. That was to come to Jesus Christ in repentance and ask for his forgiveness and turn in a new way. You see, eternal life cannot be earned. It's a gift. It is only through the cross of Calvary where our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ died. Ephesians 2 says, "For by grace you are saved." Grace being the unmerited favor, God's gift. You have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Our works cannot earn us salvation. It is only through faith in Jesus Christ. We cannot say, "Look at what I have done." It's faith in him. God provided the solution. To all received him, to those who believed on his name, he gave the right to become children of God. This morning, I wonder, do we each one know that way of salvation? John 3 and verse 3, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. There have been all sorts of explanations why Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. But he came to Jesus. That was the most important thing. And have we ever come to Jesus? Have we come to realize that we need to him to become our Savior? You see, the scripture says, "Repent therefore and be converted." Turn in a new direction. Come to God and forsake that old way of life. How that we might turn to God and know his way within our life. You know, the whole ordeal of Abraham and Isaac as they went on their journey was one of submission. And we have to submit to God whether we like it or whether we don't. If we don't submit to God through his Son Jesus Christ, we'll continue on that broad way which leads to eternal destruction. Abraham answered God's call and said, "Here I am." Isaac answered his father's call and said, "Here I am." You see, the old place showed submission. And we have to submit to God. You know, the world in which we're living says, "I want my own way and no one will stop me." What a sad reflection on our society in which we're living in. Not knowing that we have no rights, really and truly. You see, we have to submit unto God. Yes, even when we know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, God calls us, yes, sometimes to make even greater sacrifices within our lives unto him and submit unto him. Are we willing to say as Abraham did, and Isaac, "Behold, here I am"? You see, Abraham received promise from God as he submitted unto God. Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide." And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven and as the sand in the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies, and in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." Because of Abram's obedience, many more have come to know plan and purposes of God. You see, in this whole key, obedience was the way. This morning, are we ready to be obedient unto God? Are we ready to obey God and His word and follow His direction and His instruction? Obedience was the key to the complete work in which was carried out through that whole situation. May we know that obedience within our lives and follow that way within our lives in the days ahead. In our closing hymn, we read these words: "Jesus, confirm my heart's desire to work and speak and think for thee. Still let my God the holy fire and stir up thy gift in me." The closing hymn is 783. The first verse begins, "O thou who camest from above, the pure celestial fire to impart, kindle a flame of sacred love on burning altar of my heart." 783.